Hi, this is John Bushnell. I'm doing this marriage blog. I'm making marriage great again. Been married almost 34 years. My wife and I have raised 8 children, and we love being married. We love the gift of marriage. And been talking about this week about Hebrews 13, verse 4, and wanted to continue on that today. So this is uploaded every day around 5 a.m., and we'd love to have your feedback. You can leave comments. As at least I'm told you can leave comments, so not the tech guy, but we'd love to hear some comments from you guys out there on what you think. Looking at Hebrews 13:4, still, let marriage be held in honor among all is the first part. Really want to park there for a couple of minutes. Let marriage be held in honor among all. So he's talking to the church, obviously everybody in the church. How are we really upholding this? Men, are we proclaiming our marriages as great? God has given us this great gift. It's called marriage. What a wonderful thing it is. Yeah, two imperfect people coming together. We have issues, but the marriage, wow, this is an awesome thing. I can really dive into this relationship, have real intimacy here, feel secure in this relationship, know that God loves the two of us and looks at the two of us as one. What a beautiful gift. Except that I don't know that that's really how men treat their marriage in public. Look at all the men who will often say, oh, the ball and chain, or my old lady, or these kind of comments that are very degrading to our wives and degrading to marriage, degrading to this gift that God has given us. I think we're supposed to protect our wives and honor them and how we speak about them in the public area. And I think we are to lift up marriage as a good thing. You know, men, when we become married, God says in his word that really this is our helpmate. This is someone who's completing us. This is someone through marriage, somehow by God's grace, this makes us better, more whole, makes us a better man. So why would we mock it? We need to hold it in honor. So how we raise our sons, how we protect our daughters is one way to do that. How we treat our wives, how we talk about our marriage definitely is important. As we talked about earlier, how what we think, that we're reading the Bible, that we be careful what we watch, those are important too. How we hold marriage in honor is in the public, that all may hold in honor. So we have our marriage ceremony. This is a big celebration, but is God the center of it? Is it honoring to God? Is it exalting to Christ? Is the gospel presented? Those are important things in a marriage ceremony. And in the celebration. Doesn't mean we can't celebrate. I absolutely think we should celebrate. It's a great thing to celebrate. And then when we have anniversaries or we do a marriage conference, or we should go to these things, right? Because we're investing in our marriage. So I would encourage you guys, what are you doing to hold marriage in honor? Are you going to a marriage conference? Are you involved in some way in investing in your marriage, in the marriage of other people around you by encouraging other men to stand up and be the godly men they should be? How are we raising our sons to be godly husbands one day? How are we protecting our daughters and raising them to be godly wives one day for someone, for another man? So just to encourage us in this whole area of honoring marriage. So let me close out this week by reading from Hebrews 13 again. And he's closing out this letter, this verse 4, talking about marriage. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Then he goes on, keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear, what can man do to me? So in marriage, also for us to think of that, God will never leave us or forsake us. If we look to him as the author and finisher of our marriage, the gift giver of marriage, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. Yes, we're going to have ups and downs in our marriages, but God is faithful, God is able. Let's look to him, let's pray to him, let's exalt him, let's read his word, let's make